Well, we're not the only EU member state looking at an election in Germany. Chancellor Olaf Scholz's ruling coalition is collapsing over a financial crisis, although their election may not happen, wait for it, until next March. To tell us more, I'm joined by Hamburg-based journalist Jenny Witt. Jenny, we're looking at a 22-day campaign. Germany's talking about an election next March. Why is the coalition collapsing and why so long till a new one's elected?
Well, I think the House of Cards came crashing down on Wednesday because there had been steam building up inside that coalition of the Social Democrats, the Liberals and the Green Party for many, many months. It finally, splintered and crashed on the issue of the budget, next year's budget, where the finance minister from the Liberals, Christian Lindner, said that the Chancellor Scholz had basically asked him to go beyond what the constitution permits in terms of borrowing to finance next year's budget. And on the other hand, Chancellor Scholz accused Christian Lindner of repeatedly breaching his trust, of acting in bad faith, of not acting responsibly, and putting his party above the good of the country. So you can really sense that there was a very, very serious breakdown between these two men in particular. But from the outset, I mean, this was a coalition covering a very broad political spectrum, and it was never completely safe. They managed to hold on there for a few years and get some very good work done as well, it has to be said. But the issue of the budget and perhaps of personalities really made this coalition fall to pieces on Wednesday at last. And interestingly, an opinion poll carried out yesterday says that 49% of those surveyed feel that that was a good thing, that people just thought this, this political setup couldn't continue as it was.
Yes, and this row over the debt break, which led to the sacking of the finance minister. Just tell us a little bit more about that. That's a constitutional ban, is it, on the level of government debt, which is fine on the one hand, so long as you've loads of money being generated by your economy. But when your economy runs into trouble, that debt break is a problem. Is that it?
It can be, yes, absolutely. It's in the constitution, as you say, so that makes it a very big stumbling stone indeed. So Olaf Scholz has always been a proponent of the debt break, and Christian Lindner also. But at the same time, Olaf Scholz has been arguing we are in troubled waters, and there is actually a provision in the constitution that you can borrow more if the country is in a particularly troubled situation or a state of emergency, which it isn't, but if there are really trying conditions, such as, Olaf Scholz would argue the massive increase in energy crisis, the Ukraine war, which requires lots of extra funding and so on. So Scholz was saying the constitution does actually allow for extra borrowing, and Christian Lindner disagreed vehemently. And that was, in the end, the final stumbling block.
And the backdrop to this, of course, is the performance of the German economy. I mean, once it was the powerhouse of Europe, now it's in recession 2 years in a row.
Exactly. You've got car builders, Volkswagen, Audi, who are in real trouble, which hasn't been seen for a long, long time. Volkswagen has really got the backs of their staff up by saying there will be, there could be works closures, entire works could close, entire factories, which, again, hasn't happened in decades. And there was always a very safe job to be had in Volkswagen. So that's all changing. And at the same time, the transition with the Green Party proposed that Germany needs to specialize in green energies and renewables, and boost the economy by switching to those technologies. That hasn't really happened yet. So again, we're sort of in a state of limbo. But, Olaf Scholz would say, the Chancellor would say, we're not in an economic crisis. We are in a stagnation, possibly a recession, but we're not in a crisis yet. And there are mechanisms which can be used to alleviate these problems. But be that as it may, your initial question was about the election time as well. I mean, yes, we're looking at a March election because there is a mechanism where Olaf Scholz will ask for a vote of confidence from the MPs in Parliament in January. He says he wants to do that on the 15th of January. The opposition is already saying, and many people, two-thirds of those people polled yesterday, say that should happen much, much sooner, because if he puts that question on the 15th of January, the earliest an election could take place would be in late March. And now you have to bear in mind that this will likely lead to a new coalition government, but it takes weeks or even months to negotiate coalition government in Germany. So potentially we might be without a functioning government until in the summer, certainly. And that's got serious implications for the budget for 2025, which hasn't been decided yet.
And also for Europe, which will need to have its ducks in a row when the White House changes, with Donald Trump coming in January.
Absolutely. The leader of the opposition Conservatives, Friedrich Merz, has already said that this can't be allowed to happen. That Germany cannot be without a functioning government in January. You know, there's a sea change happening in international politics once again, with Donald Trump at the top. And there was real concern in government and in Berlin circles, in the opposition, and I suppose across the country, that Germany, you know, which used to be and still is a leader in Europe together with France, is sort of rudderless for a few months at least while Donald Trump is taking power, and there are pressing issues to be decided. I mean, if funding for weapons, for arms for Ukraine falls away or is drastically reduced by Donald Trump, then Europe has to step in, for example, says Olaf Scholz as Chancellor. And these are decisions which simply can't be taken if we haven't got a government.
Interesting stuff. Jenny Witt, journalist based in Hamburg. Thank you for that.